Okay. Mm-hmm. And so the antennas then we're talking about could be used for ham radio.
That is correct.
Or a person with a scanner.
Scanners.
And I presume since you guys are also in the commercial market.
Right.
It would be commercial usage for that as well.
That is correct.
So with the Linko, how long has the Linko been around?
Linko was originally established in 1930s. They got into the electronic business back in the 70s, so they've been around for close to 40 years. And in US, I think like late 79. So they've been here close to over 30 years now in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
however, yeah. Linko is not into, they're a very diversified company. They're more into constructions, staples, materials, aluminum, all that kind of stuff. This radio business is sort of like they are 7% of their overall business.
Okay, but even at 7%, it's a pretty good chunk of change then.
Very good, yeah, very good. They do very well in overseas market, and they want to continue this trend in the U.S. So they can get into bigger opportunities.
I would think maybe the average person, say, Linko, I've heard of Yaesu and mm-hmm. Kenwood mm-hmm. and ICOM because they've been in the amateur market quite a while.
Quite a while,
so
yes.
So you guys are, now you've been in the amateur market for a few years, right?
Yeah.
And at least now when people come by your booth, they say, oh yeah, these guys make ham radios.
That right? is correct, yeah. Yeah, and we actually, Linko is actually trying to bring their construction business in U.S. too. So that should give them a bigger foothold.
What kind of construction are we talking about?
They do staples, they do material, aluminum supplies, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, Raj, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks to both of you for taking time to talk to me today, and I hope you have a good show.
Yeah. Thank you, Norm.